This is the AeroNews Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 27th. I'm Paul Plack. At AirVenture yesterday, Tom Poberesny introduced his replacement as president. Rod Hightower is a 20-year EAA member, restored and flies a Stearman, and has international business experience. Tom will stay on as chairman. Would-be AirVenture campers are scattered all over town, and aircraft headed for Oshkosh are scattered across small airports in several states, as Whitman Regional slowly dries out from record rains. Piper used AirVenture to announce a new program to bring together prospective customers who'd like to investigate joint ownership. The company also announced a growing network of Piper Sport distributors. Bose has replaced the Aviation Headset 10 in its lineup, effective immediately, with a model called the A20. It adds an aux input and Bluetooth capability and raises the bar even higher on active noise reduction. Garmin has enhanced chart capabilities for the GPS map 695 and 696. The aviation portable will soon include geo-referenced Garmin flight charts, and customers can opt for Garmin's geo-referenced chart view powered by Jeppesen. EFIS products from Advanced Flight Systems, GRT Avionics, and MGL Avionics can now mate with Vertical Power's electronic circuit breaker system to put power system monitoring and control right on the screen. Extra Aircraft announced on Friday that Colorado's Montrose Regional Airport will be the home of its new U.S. headquarters and production center. Current plans call for Phase 1 of the facility to be operational by late this fall. And Ray Bradbury turns 90 on August 22nd, and you're invited to send a personal birthday message via the Planetary Society's website. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, hear Dick Nepinski's detailed briefing on what EAA is doing to deal with record rains at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.